Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is jumping into the crowded presidential race. Patrick is seen as a candidate that could be a bridge between progressive and moderate voters, but a late entry into a very crowded race. Could his race be over before it even starts? We're going to talk more about it. We are going to go live to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Stephanie Murray, a reporter with Politico and author of The Massachusetts Playbook. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Stephanie, historically, with the exception, I think, of one candidate, late entry candidates into the presidential race never do well. Is that correct?
That's true, and that's the big hurdle that Deval Patrick faces getting into the race this late. He said that he's going to put a lot of emphasis in his campaign on the New Hampshire primary, but we're not even 90 days away. I think we're something like 88 days away from that, and he's kind of starting out at the starting line. He needs to raise a ton of money, put an entire staff and field organization together, and it's just not clear to me that there are going to be just enough days left on the calendar for him to do that.
Yeah, Stephanie, hard not to compare and contrast his late entry with Michael Bloomberg's, who is actually still technically just flirting with the idea, but he's a guy that can come in and self-fund his campaign. My understanding is that the former governor, Deval Patrick, is not someone who can do that.
No, I mean, he's pretty wealthy on his own, but he's by no means a billionaire. He just left his role at Bain Capital, but Patrick, earlier today, I was listening to him speak in an interview, and he kind of left the door open for a super PAC. So I think that could be a mechanism that he uses, somebody else to kind of come in and put a bunch of money behind him, run some ads in the early states.
As I mentioned in my introduction to you, you cover Massachusetts politics. Were you surprised by Deval Patrick's actions?
It's hard to overstate how shocked everybody in Massachusetts is about Deval Patrick getting into this race. I mean, he has only run for office twice. Those were his two runs for governor. They were both successful. And he really flirted with the idea of running for president last year. He went out on the campaign trail during the 2018 midterm to stump for other Democrats. A bunch of his closest aides put this PAC together that wasn't technically affiliated with him, but was a tool to urge him to run. And people were really, really shocked and disappointed when he got out of the race. And he said that the elections process was too cruel and it would have a bad impact on his family. I'm not sure if the elections process has gotten any less cruel over the last year since he's continued to think about it. But I think he really sees an opening kind of in a moderate, inspirational lane, maybe being a different option to Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg.
Am I remembering correctly that there was some controversy around his governorship?
Yes, that's correct. So the view of him here is that his political skills are unparalleled. There's no doubt that he's a great orator. He's great on the stump. He's a great retail politician. But he was governing Massachusetts in a tricky time. It was he started in 2006, so he was in charge when the recession hit. There were a few scandals in his over the course of his governorship, but he's also got a lot of things done, like casino gambling, which we have here now, a lot of education. So it's definitely a mixed bag, but I think that's true of almost every governor.
Stephanie Murray, thanks so much. Reporter with Politico and author of The Massachusetts Playbook.